Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'm coming to you live on Sunday with our six-hour blessing. I'm coming to you right now in the midst of confusion, in the midst of turmoil. We got all kind of stuff that's going on in the country right now. And I'm coming to you out of the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And we're looking at the 13th verse. We're looking at Genesis 15. Let me get there in my Bible. Talking about Genesis 15. The 15th chapter, and we're looking at the 13th verse. And the word of God says, "And then he said to Abraham, and then God said unto Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge." Listen, this is what God is saying. He's saying, "And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions." Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the word of God. America is being judged right now. America is being judged by God for 200 years of slavery, for 120 years of separate but equal, and then for the civil rights and human rights violation that was committed against the black nation. Right now we find that cops are out here, police officers are out here killing our sons and daughters. We have unjust laws that we are under, such as the search laws that are going out and the stop and frisk laws that are going out. We have the maximum sentencing that's going out. We got the three strikes you're out laws that's going out. We are suffering from mass incarceration. We're suffering from, you know, chances are if you come in contact with the police, there's no guarantee that you're going to walk out of there alive. And now we see the judgment of God coming down on the United States as the United States is looking like a third world country as fires are burning all over the country, you know, because of the way they've treated black America. Now, we are the children of the living God. And the word of God lets us know that yes, we have suffered 400 years. And it says that, let me get back in the word. It says God is speaking to Abram. Before his name was Abraham, God is speaking to Abraham's descendants. Okay, he's saying that the descendants of Abraham, okay, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, all the way down to Jesus Christ. He said, "Know for surely that your descendants are going to be held captive, will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and that we will serve them for this 400 years." Okay? But at the end of that 400 years, we will come out with great substance. America is being judged right now. The judgment of God is upon America, and right now what you are looking at is America is falling. Have no doubt in your mind. Don't have any doubt in your mind. Know for assuredly that what you see happening today is America is reaping the judgment that it has done to the descendants of Abraham. And if I say that we are the descendants of Abraham, that means that we are the children of Israel, not those white folks over there in the land of Israel, because we know where they come from. They come from European, German descent somewhere. They are Khazars. They are not Israelites. They are not Hebrews. We are Hebrews. The president of Egypt said, "How can Israel leave here black and come back white?" Black America, you are the children of the living God. You are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. You are the descendants of our Lord and Savior Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Black people, get it through your head. You are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. You are the children of the Most High God. And until you wake up and realize that, you're going to forever be lost in darkness. You're going to forever be lost about your identity. You know, when you talk to the Nigerian know that he comes from Nigeria in Africa. Okay, when you talk to someone from South Africa, they can tell you they come from South Africa. You talk to somebody from Liberia, they'll tell you, well, yeah, I come from Liberia. Talk to somebody from the Congo, they can tell you, yeah, I come from the Congo. Okay, what, you call yourself an African American, what part of Africa do you come from? What part of Africa do you come from? Are you just African because you're black? Where's black people all over the world? There's black people in China right now. What part of Africa do you come from? That's what they don't want you to know. That's why they took away your language. That's why they took away your name when they took you in slavery, because they didn't want you to know who you were. And who are you? Who are you, Black America? I want you to get on your computers, get on your desktops, get on your laptops, get on your iPhones. I want you to get on your phones. I want you to research who you are, Black America. I want you to research what part of Africa you came from. And I'm going to tell you where you come from. You are the descendants of Abraham. Yes, Abraham, that means that Abraham was black. Yes, you are the descendants of Isaac. What did that mean? That means Isaac was black. You are the descendants of Jacob. Yep, that means that Jacob was black. Okay, you are the descendants of Abraham. You come from the lineage of Abraham, God's chosen people. God chose Abraham out of all the people in the world. God chose Abraham. And Abraham, descendants were going to be enslaved in a country, a strange land, for 400 years. And that don't fit nobody but us, Black America. Let me tell you what happened. The first slave ships came to America. I ain't talking about South America. I ain't talking about Central America. I ain't talking about the islands. I'm talking about the first slave ship came to America bearing slaves in 1619. Okay? Our 400 years was officially over in August 2019. And now what you're seeing right now, you are seeing the outpouring of the judgment of God according to Genesis. And now we're in the Word of God now. According to Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, "And God said to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, America, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. 2019 marks the end of 400 years, and now what we are witnessing as the cities of America are burning all across America, we are witnessing the judgment of God that he said would come upon them after that 400 years. So I'm telling you right now, Black America, you need to wake up. You need to return back to God. Stop your sinful ways. You've been assimilated to American culture, which is not your culture. It is not our culture. And so it's time for us now to turn around. Turn around from our sinful ways and turn back to God. It is time for us to come back to the knowledge of God. Why? Because America, this great America that you love so much, is going to be judged. And I can't believe I've been watching the news all day, and I've been seeing so many black men. And I'm going to have to quote Malcolm X here. I've seen so many house Negroes going on the television talking about our country, talking about our cities. You don't own no cities. You don't own no property. You don't own anything in America. This is not your country. This is the land of your captivity. And you're sitting up here talking about this is our, y'all are burning up our community. We don't burn up our community. We don't destroy our community. You've been hoodwinked. Once again, you've been hoodwinked. You've been filled. You've been fooled by your white masters again to sit up here and talk about this is not how we need to conduct things in our country. Since when this became your country? They send you to fight wars in foreign countries, fighting for their liberty, fighting for their independence, when behind it they're seeking money, oil, gold, diamonds. They're seeking the resources of those countries, but they send you to die in those countries, and you don't even have freedom here in America. It's time for you to wake up, Black America, and realize, according to Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, you are the descendants of Abraham. Realize who you are. You didn't come from Nigeria. You didn't come from Ghana. You came from Israel. And you fled, and you ran down into Africa. You ran down into the Congo. You ran down into Nigeria, where the Igbos live right now today. And they are descendants, direct descendants to Israel, to the Hebrew nation of Israel. It's time for you to wake up and realize who you are, Black America. You are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the children of the living God. And it's time for you to wake up to realize who you are. All right, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast today, and we're coming to you thanking my sister for allowing us the time to come on here to bring you this word. Look at here, right now, you are facing the judgment of God on America. Now, you can't do nothing to help America. Because, you know, America is paying for what they did. Over 200 years of slavery. Over two centuries of the whip. Over two centuries of slavery. Over 200 years of hanging, beating, raping, working hard from night and day and receiving no wages. You were enslaved by America and built up America and built this great country, built this country and made it into what it is today. And then you suffered. Then after you were freed from slavery, you suffered another 120 years of separate but equal laws. Which makes us less than a human being. According to the Constitution, when it was written, it said that we declare that all men are created equal, and that all men have the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, when they wrote that Constitution, Black America, you were not included in it. Why? Because you were considered to be less than a man. You wasn't even considered to be a human being. In order for them to enslave you, they had to justify it among themselves to say that now you're only 3/5 of a human being. And now, if you can search your Constitution today, you'll find those laws still in that Constitution, and those constitutional laws had to be amended. Which we look at the 14th Amendment, and we see that the Constitution of the United States had to be amended to include Black America, to include us in that. So now you cannot save America. America is fallen. According to the word of God, America must be judged for what it did to the children of Abraham. And right now, you are witnessing that judgment. How? What are you talking about, Pastor Gann? I'm talking about right now we are under a pandemic. The COVID-19 virus is out here. It's affecting the whole world. It's poured out upon all of them that did us harm. They are suffering right now. And look at what they're trying to do. They're painting lies on TV talking about that this pandemic is affecting mostly black people. Well, this is a biological weapon that you unleashed on the black people, that was unleashed in China, and that was unleashed in America. And yes, if you unleash a biological weapon on a particular population of people, yes, it's going to affect that people. But let me tell you what God is doing. God has fixed our DNA. God has fixed our bodies where that COVID virus is not susceptible to us, because we are hot-natured people we are hot-bodied people by nature, and we have overcame every virus that they sent at us. They sent the AIDS virus. They tried to hit us with the HIV AIDS virus to wipe out us and homosexuals and the people that were gay. But look, it backfired on them. They tried to wipe us out. They tried to wipe us out with y'all remember the Ebola virus, and it backfired and wiped out them. Now we are at the end of our 400 years of suffrage in America. Now God is judging America. So I'm telling you, like I tell you every week, separate yourself from them. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Malcolm X made it plain, you know, that we got two kind of Negroes in this world. We got the field Negroes and we got the house Negroes. Well, you house Negroes are sitting up here trying to save America, talking about our streets and talking about our cities. Man, you don't own no city in America. You don't own nothing here. We own 1% of the property in America. We own 1% of the land in America. It's not our land. This is the land of our captivity. Wake up, man. This is, you know, and now the cities are burning, and they're trying to paint us as the scapegoats, as we the bad guy. Well, you should be punishing those cops that have been killing us out here, unarmed black civilians that have been killed by police for no reason. Look at all of the young black men that have been arrested in America and not even guilty of the charges. You know, they arrest us for any and every little thing and give us the maximum sentences when they arrest us. You know what? Now the judgment of God is coming upon them, and you can't save them. You can't save America. Best thing for you to do is come back to Yah. Come back to Yahweh. Come back to our God. Come back to our God and unite yourself as a people. We need to become one nation of people. We need to be beating down the doors of the United Nations right now to separate us from this America, to give us our own, so that we can, just like y'all gave Israel the land of Jerusalem over there, just like y'all gave them the Holy Land over there, y'all need to give us our own. Because this is not our land. This is the land of our captivity. And it's high time for us to stand up and demand what is ours. All right. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Yes, sir. I'm coming to you live once again. And we're in the 13th verse of the book of the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I'm going to read it to you again. And then God said to Abraham, know for surety, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Now, we know they're not talking about Moses and the children of Israel down in Egypt land, which they were there for more than 400 years, okay? we know that they were talking about a future, a strange land, because Egypt wasn't strange. Egypt wasn't a strange land to our people. We knew about Egypt. We've been in Egypt. We sojourned in Egypt. We knew about Egypt. But this strange land is America. This strange land that we knew nothing about is America. And we have suffered here for 400 years. Go to, get in your Bible. Go in your Bible. Go to Genesis, the 15th chapter. Go to the 13th verse. Read it. Read it. Read what it says. And read what it's talking about right now. In the 14th verse it says, "And also the nation whom they served, the word of God said, God will judge. And afterwards they shall come out with great possessions." God is going to bless us with reparation. God is going to bless us. Right now they're running in and out of the, right now here in Atlanta, here in California and Arizona and all of these crazy states across the nation, black people are running in and out of the stores with all kind of possessions in their hand. No, am I saying that it's right for them to be looting and robbing and rioting? No, it's not right, but it wasn't right for you to loot and rob us in over 200 years of slavery and then 120 years of separate but equal laws where you denied us our proper salary and where you denied us economic equality. Was that fair? Was that fair when you were lynching black people, when you were throwing picnics, pick a nigger, that's what that means, pick a negro, a picnic, and you were hanging us and you were lynching us and you were castrating us and you were raping our daughters? Was that what you call humane? Was that what you call legal? You literally looted us as a nation of people. And now the judgment of God is coming upon you and black America. Let me tell you something. You cannot save them. You cannot save them. They're going to have to pay for what they did, and the vengeance and the wrath of God is coming upon America right now, and you can't do anything to save them. All right. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And I'm coming to you once again live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is our Sunday. This is our Sunday word. This is our word for Sunday. Let's go into Genesis 15:15. 14 said, verse 14 we read, "And also the nations whom they served, I will judge." God will judge. "And afterward they shall come out with great possession." Verse 15. "Now, as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age." 16. "But in the fourth generation, they shall return here for the iniquities of the Ammonites is not yet complete." Now, God is going to restore us as his chosen people. God is restoring us right now with this enlightenment that he's waking up our children. He's waking up our youth. He's getting like what you're going to do right now after you hear this broadcast. I'm going to ask you to go into your Bible and to go into your world history, and I want you to research to find out who you are and where you came from. If you're from Jamaican descent, trace and see where you came from. If you are living here and you're from Cuban descent, trace where you came from. Trace how your ancestors got to Jamaica. Trace how they got to America. Trace how they got to Virginia. Trace how they got to New York. Okay, once you begin to research, it's going to lead you back to Jerusalem. It's going to lead you back to Israel. You are the chosen people of God. You are the house of Israel. You are the Hebrew Israelites. You are the children of the Most High God. And once you realize who you are, everything will start to fall in place. Once you open up this Bible and you know that you are the descendants of Israel, everything else falls into place. Now it makes sense why the world is persecuting you, because you are the children of God. Then it makes sense why they took you as slavery, because the word of God said that if the children of Israel didn't repent, God told them in the book of Deuteronomy, he told them, he said, if y'all don't repent, he said, if you follow me, blessing, I will bless you. But if you disobey me, cursing, I will curse you. And these are the curses that will come upon you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. It says, and yes, and you're going to go in captivity again. Meaning that we was in captivity one time in Egypt. He said, no, you're going to go into captivity again. This time, you're going to be taken away by ships. And this land of Israel, you won't see it no more. There's only one race of people on the face of the earth that fits that description, that's been carried away captive in slave ships, and that is Black America, Church of a Living God. It is time for you to wake up. It is time for you to organize yourself as a nation of people. It's time for us to go before the United Nations and declare our independence, so that we can have our own taxes, our own housing, our own program, our own welfare program to take care of our people. When we be identified as a nation of people, we can have our own militia to protect our people. We can have our own police force to protect our people. It is time for you to wake up to become one nation of people. It's time for us to identify who we are and make the world identify us as who we are, that we are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. We are the Hebrew nation. And it's time for us to be recognized as the nation of Israel, and not those white folks over there in occupying the land. Because the word of God says in the book of Revelation that those strangers were going to occupy the land until Jesus Christ comes back. So we know that they are not the Hebrew nation of Israel. We know they are not the children of God, but they are the imposters who have filled up, who have told the world, who gave it the name of Israel, but they are not Israelis. They are not Hebrews. They are not Black. There's no way we could change it. And I'm not being racist when I say that. I'm saying that as an identifier. All right, we're down to our last 90 seconds. But let me get you in the Word of God, and let's research the Word of God. Go back and research. Where did the Hebrew Israelites come from, and who are the Hebrew Israelites today? Go ahead and type that into your computer. Go ahead and type that into your laptop. You can type that into your phone right now. Research it right now. You're going to find out you are the children of the living God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this word that is going forth. Let it go forth with power. Let it go forth with anointing, and let the world be changed by it. In the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. This is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast, and we're ending our radio broadcast. Peace and blessings.